many different types of experiences in human life. They run the gamut from very difficult and painful experiences to very joyous, very meaningful experiences. But of all those experiences, be they extremely difficult or extremely successful and blissful, they all have something in common. They happen to you. In all of them, there is your own witnessing consciousness experiencing the distress or the joy. And this gamut of experience, from the most painful to the most joyous and blissful, is the nature of human experience. Sometimes situations can be very difficult, and people suffer a great deal. And you think, why does God allow there to be such suffering in the world, where innocent children suffer, innocent people who have done nothing are brutally killed or harmed? Why does this happen? But in the play of life and death, in the expression and manifestation of this life in this realm of existence, it is a realm of contrasts, a realm where light defines shadow, and shadow defines light, where the contrast between the two make the fabric of life on earth. And make the circumstances in which the spirit of your being can grow and mature. For when a soul is young and has had very little experience in the world, there tends to be identification with ego, with personal pride and accomplishment. And there tends to be a quality of self-centeredness, absorption in your individual self rather than the larger fabric of life on the planet. And from this life experience, many teachings come. And due to those teachings, life upon life, the soul of a being that begins to mature, there begins to be you see, he's young and exploring, even though he's not physically young. So the soul of a being begins to be developed through the experiences of life. You mature. You develop. And in some lives there may be great tragedies, unaccountable suffering, to be balanced in other lives by joys and abundance. So it is most likely in the gamut of all of your existence, you have experienced the most abject and the most abundant and joyous. They are both a part of human experience. And some lives are more balanced, where there is both pain and loss and joy and wisdom. And the opportunity develops to gain understanding and wisdom and depth, to broaden in love, to deepen in compassion, to learn true wisdom and the ways of the Spirit. So the teachings of life lead to this spiritual wisdom, this spiritual knowledge. And as the soul matures, the being matures through lifetimes of experience, there comes an understanding that leads to compassion, forgiveness, love unconditional, and wisdom, deep understanding. A person may learn to walk in the subtle realms. To be more of the light, though in the earthly realm, still manifest, walking in a different realm, a subtler realm. Many things begin to open to potential as the soul matures, as you become connected to the fabric of existence, as you become able to traverse the lines of wisdom to the true source of your being. Due to this knowledge, you become able to move beyond simply reacting to suffering and to opportunities. You become able to reflect, to live in wisdom, to live in spirit, and to bring spirit into the realm of men. Slowly, mind grows in magnitude, heart expands, and then the guidance unfolds to you, and you walk the ways of wisdom. In the world, but not of it. Spreading truth, spreading wisdom, compassion for yourself and for all living beings. Thus, divinity flows into you and through you to the world. And your life becomes not so centered on your personal needs, but it becomes a manifestation of this gracious love in simple ways, in great ways. Perhaps to help it plant an animal, to bring peace and harmony around you, a word said, in so many ways, as you connect to the subtle realm of divine wisdom, the truth of your being becomes not your personal ego, but the divinity which rests in all beings, and the love which is at the source of all life becomes your shelter in the storm, your expression in the world. And someplace along the line, all those small needs and fears somehow begin to loosen and to get absorbed in this larger, greater, vaster expression into which you surrender and abide. Thus you move from the unreal, from the illusions, to the real, from death to immortality, from darkness and ignorance to light and wisdom. Are there any questions?